We are blessed to have our speaker today, Whitney Crager from Greensburg, representing Youth for Christ, YFC. This is a great organization that comes alongside and ministers to the youth in the community. They are always looking for volunteers, those to help out. I'm sure she's going to share about that. She has a table out in the lobby, and then she'll also be at lunch if after you hear what is going on. If you're interested, she's going to be available to speak to. And so will you join me in a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you today, and I thank you for bringing our speaker to share her passion and her faithfulness to what you're doing in this world. Be with her as she shares, and may we walk alongside of what YFC is doing in order to reach those with your gospel, with your good news of Christ Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's welcome Whitney Crager.
Good morning. I was ordered by Shelley not to be nervous, so I'm working on it. But actually, Joel Williamson was going to share with you this morning, but was unable to be here, so he was sad about that, but I was glad to step in. So one thing that's really been on my heart a lot lately is plans from the Lord. And it was kind of ironic with what was shared this morning and some of the verses in the songs that it's exactly what I'm supposed to share for you today. So tomorrow we will be remembering, I believe, the 12th year of an extremely tragic event in our nation, and that was when the terrorists attacked the Twin Towers. And many of you were probably a little bit young to really know what was going on. I remember hearing about it, but not even knowing what that was. My scope of reference was pretty small in the sixth grade, but since then you've obviously heard much more, and it's changed the course of our history. But some things that you probably haven't heard is what happened to the people that weren't there that day. And for some reason, it really fascinates me. I looked up an article and found out that there were 30,000 people not at the World Trade Center that should have been that day for various reasons. Some of them with pretty spectacular stories, and some of them maybe were just sick. But a couple that I had looked up were really interesting to me. There was one gentleman who was supposed to be doing a little bit of work on, I think, the top floor of the building, meaning if he would have been there, there's no way he would have gotten out. But he just felt in his gut that he was not supposed to be there. So he canceled the appointment and is still here today. Another similar story, a man was supposed to have a meeting, supposed to fly in, and at 3 a.m. in the morning, he was woken up the night before and audibly heard God say, "Do not go. You're not supposed to be there." And so he didn't, and he was hundreds of miles away when the planes hit. A really funny story that I appreciated once being a teenage girl was a man whose 12-year-old daughter, who normally was pretty obedient, was being a pain that morning. Would not get dressed, was going to make them late, she couldn't find something to wear, she was yelling at him, and he griped at her the entire way there, dropped her at school, headed on the subway, and was stopped a few blocks away and was told what happened. And he was in shock and even shared the story with a gentleman standing by him who ordered him to go back to his daughter's school, let her know that he was okay and that it was because of her and what she had done that morning. So whether they're funny stories or I heard another about a lady who was sick for the first time in as long as she'd worked there. But I think we often focus on what God didn't do. He didn't stop the planes. He let so many people die. I've heard that before, but there's 30,000 people still with their families and still here today that can attest to what God did to change their path and keep them from harm that day. So one verse that's really come to me a lot is Proverbs 19:21, and it says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord directs his path." Now, we're from America, most of you, some of you may not be, but you've learned by now that we love planning a lot. Well, every single one of you, except for professors, probably have a class schedule, meaning you're expected to be at a certain class at a certain time on a certain day, and to graduate college, you have to be there and complete those classes. Maybe you have a job, and you're probably supposed to show up at time that you're supposed to be there and work the shift that's specified for you. Some of the professors, maybe some of the students, have some retirement plans to hopefully not have to work and have those schedules their whole lives, health plans, whatever it may be, you plan. I love planning. I have a calendar that has everything that I do every day. I could tell you literally for the last 5 years exactly what I've done every day because I enjoy planning. I, down to the minute some days, plan exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Some of you may hate it, but to function in this world, you most likely have to. Unfortunately, all of this planning can often get in the way of what path God desires us to follow. This verse doesn't say that the plans are bad. It doesn't say that many are the sinful plans in a man's heart or man is wrong for having many plans. So they're not necessarily bad. But there's that big word that says but in between there. You might have the plans, but God's still going to direct your paths in the way that he wants them to go if you're willing. I really enjoy thinking about all the different stories in the Bible. Now, I don't know about you. You might enjoy reading the dimensions of the temple, but I prefer the stories in it. And oftentimes, God uses the people that are headed this way, and he redirects them completely different than what they planned to do something that they never would have imagined. One of the most popular people that you've probably heard a lot about is Moses. The man should have died very early on in life, and luckily his mother's plan was redirected to save him, but then he ended up being raised in Pharaoh's house. That was a shock, and then he decided that wasn't where he was supposed to be, so he killed a man and then fled to the desert. Probably wasn't on his plan to do all of these things, but certainly it wasn't on his plan to come across a burning bush, be directed back to the place that he was trying to get away from, go against the place he was raised, and free millions of people, all the while probably having a lisp of some kind or not being certain in himself. That's huge redirection of plans, and it's changed, once again, the course of history and saved so many people. One of my favorite women in the Bible is Rahab. She is one of the few in the lineage of Christ, and she started out as a prostitute. You wouldn't probably go down that alley to try to find somebody to serve God, but she wasn't okay with where she was and really wanted to believe in him and knew that he would save her. And she risked her life. She could have been killed easily for what she did, but ended up once again saving the Israelites and was able to live an entirely different life, just being available to what God wanted her to do. Another woman that you hear a lot about is Mary, who... young, she was obedient to God, so much so that she was willing to be completely ostracized from her people by becoming pregnant out of wedlock, and knowing full well that she would be raising really the most challenging person to ever walk this earth, the most blessed but the most challenging, knowing that she would have to sacrifice him. And I'm not a mother, but I can't imagine having to do that with a child. But she'll be remembered forever and revered forever for what she did. And lastly, Paul, who started out not like Mary, obedient and picked out because of her heart, but he was the most disobedient that was possible. He was killing the Christians, purposefully seeking them out and imprisoning them because he was so against what they were doing. He was basically trying to stop Christ's work. But God's bigger than that. And literally, he was on a path of trying to get to Damascus to kill more Christians, and he was stopped in that path. And I can't imagine what the Damascus Christians were thinking. They probably heard he was coming, and then he shows up saying, "Hey, I'm here to save you, and I'm on your side now." May not have believed him, but he went on to write 2/3 of the New Testament and lived an incredible life. When he was the one beating and killing other people, he then was the one that was beat and really persecuted for living out his destiny for God. So if you read through, there is story after story. Almost every single story, somebody was headed one direction and went another. Even if it was David and Solomon who, out of disobedience, were then redirected to live for the life that God wanted them to. So I really want you to think about that today. Where is your path leading? Are all of your plans getting in the way of what God wants you to do? Because it can easily happen, and we can turn off our ears to hear what he wants us to hear. Tell you a little bit about how my plans were redirected. I grew up about 10 miles from here, which is actually why I didn't go to Berkeley, didn't sound like very much fun to be within shouting distance of my parents. But I would have told you I would never come back to Greensburg, Kansas. It's in the middle of nowhere. I didn't want to. It sounded terrible. That was not my plan. And actually, about junior high, I knew I was going to be a missionary pilot. I don't know why. I'd never been on a plane. Nobody in my family flew, but that is what I was going to do. I even had an organization picked out. I was going to fly for Mission Aviation Fellowship, move to Florida, live this glorious life. I had a major in international studies and a minor in Spanish. I was set, knew exactly what I was going to do. I told everybody. You could have asked my family, they could have told you what I was going to do. So I head off to K-State, thinking this is what I'm going to do. My parents gave me lessons for graduation. I started out, I was going to be a pilot. Well, shortly after my freshman year, the tornado hit. So I wasn't able to finish my license that next summer like I had planned. And back at school in the winter, I was asked to play basketball at Manhattan Christian College. Sorry, I apologize. But I actually thought that was going to lead me closer to my goal. Great, I can major in missions. It'll still be perfect. I told everybody while I was there. But then I started working for Youth for Christ up in Manhattan. And that's the organization I grew up with. And I just really connected with the kids up there and ended up in my last year of college dropping my minor. Spanish is really hard, in case you've never tried it before. I dropped international studies and ended up just getting a biblical studies degree from Manhattan Christian College. And lo and behold, my husband, who I married after school, was not going to be a farmer, but now he is for my dad in Greensburg. So everything that I thought I was going to do changed, and everything that I said I was not going to do changed. But I never felt like my dream was given up in any way, shape, or form. If anything, I felt like God was leading me into exactly where I was supposed to be. And I have often felt like I had certain talents and abilities with really speaking to people and being in front and leading others to Christ. And all of those gifts that he gave me have come into perfect alignment with my job as the mentor director in Greensburg at Youth for Christ. So I don't know where you're at. Maybe you've changed your major multiple times. I had twin sisters who changed theirs three times and aren't even doing what they graduated with. Maybe you know exactly what you're doing, and you are headed in that path, and everything's lined up for you. I'm not saying God's going to keep you from doing that, but don't get so focused on what you think is right for you that you miss out an opportunity for God to use every single one of your gifts exactly how he intends them to be used. I have no doubt that I'm still supposed to be a pilot for some reason. Haven't found it out yet, but someday I'll probably have a laugh with God about why he wanted me to do that, whether it was just to tell this story today. But simply allow God to direct your path along the way, and he will lead you. Another one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11, which I'm sure you've heard before. And it goes, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future." That's a big promise. And I know from reading the Bible that God hasn't broken a single one of them. He keeps his promises and he wants you to prosper. Maybe it doesn't look like your idea of prosperity, but if you let him direct your path, he is going to lead you in the way that you should go, and you will prosper. So one of the ways that God has used my path, as I mentioned before, is starting the mentoring program with Youth for Christ. And it's been an incredible journey. Many of you or your classmates are mentors in our program, working with students in Kiowa and Pratt County and just helping them out in their lives. It's a hard time to be a teenager. You guys are just out of that, so you know. It's a hard time, and they need someone to come beside them and direct them to a path that God can lead them to. So if you are interested in learning more about being a mentor, as he mentioned earlier, I have a table set up at the back. My assistant, India, who works with me at Youth for Christ, is going to be back there. Even if you're not sure if you want to be one, just write your name down. I'd love to tell you more. And a couple other opportunities with Youth for Christ is our weekly meeting, which is Campus Life. There's a Kiowa County on Wednesdays and Pratt on Tuesdays, as well as our Teen Center. So there's many ways to serve. Maybe that's going to head you in a different direction by serving with one of those ministries. So that's just what I want to leave you with today, that Wherever your path is headed, even if it's exactly where God wants you to go, just be willing to listen and let him redirect you. Because as with Moses and David and Mary, the course of our entire history has been changed because of them. Thank you very much.
Grace and peace, you're dismissed.